The greatest change over the past 200 years in the recent history of homosexuality, therefore, is visibility. Whereas small communities of mollies, queers and Tommies have been identified by historians, it's now, in the present, following lesbian and gay liberation, that people have been able to live openly and celebrate their sexuality and their identity, even on TV. So much now that many cities in the UK have lesbian or gay villages in their midst, areas of a city that are also visited by straight people wanting to share with us a positive experience of freedom, diversity and democracy. Gay neighbourhoods are seen to be indicators of cosmopolitanism and economic prosperity. Incidentally, the idea that gay men are affluent and form a rich counterculture has not been borne out by the facts. Gay men of the same class are actually more likely to be poorer than their straight counterparts, largely due to employment discrimination. However, the idea of the pink pound is certainly true, as capitalism now divides up markets into smaller and smaller demographic targets. It kind of makes sense to understand how subcultures make up separate markets and have separate needs, for instance, for insurance, for example, mortgages, pensions, and for those commodities that better express their sense of belonging to a specific culture, their subcultural styles.